He first went into that church. He told them categorically that they should walk. Okay? He first went into the church. Agape is very important. Hallelujah. When you esteem, you listen to this. When you esteem your brother, where you do things out of your own will. That's agape. And the Bible says God commended that to us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So now God's love, John will say, he first loved us. Are you hearing me? He first loved us. Meaning we look at his love, the love of God shown in Christ as a model for our love to the brethren. Hallelujah. Amen. You understand me? The Bible spoke about the church. I showed us yesterday in the book of Acts how that they brought from each other, they brought what they had, so that each one, it was distributed as each of them had need. Did you see that? You understand me? So sacrificial. Stake your neck. Stake yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When you deny yourself of some privileges for another brother, for another sister, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So it becomes very important for us as believers to walk in love. In fact, the church at Corinth, I told us yesterday, they exhibited, they came short in Ogi. But yet, Paul called them babes. They had all those gifts in operation, but Paul called them babes. Why? Because they walk in strife. They walk in contention. They walk in factions. Hallelujah. So Paul said, hey, are you not babes? Your conduct doesn't show babyish attitude, even if they came short in no gifts. And in teaching them about gifts, the spiritual gift, in teaching them that, even after he was done talking to them about that, he switched to love. And we saw that, hey, he said, though we see in part and prophesy in part. We spoke about that yesterday. Hallelujah. Merah. Hallelujah. We see in part and prophesy in part. He said, but that well that which is perfect is ardent. When love is ardent, he said, then the path is taken away. Edification comes much more. Hallelujah. So love is important. In chapter 14, he now says, hey, pursue love and desire spiritually. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's much more than your professor. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Yeah. Megas, much more than your professor. Much more, Malone, than your professor. So you see, it's very important for us. Love is important in our believers' walk. The good morning you say to a brother is important. It shows you. Let me show you something. Hallelujah. I have something here. Let's open our Bibles to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Quickly. While I'm rounding up. Philippians chapter 2. Down in my heart, there is the nature of the Father. Philippians chapter 2, are you there? Okay. I want to read from verse 3. Okay, let's start from verse 4. I said, therefore, if there's any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, in any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, is it fulfill my joy by being like-minded? I want you to follow me. He said, be what? Be like-minded. Having the same love, being in one accord. Did you see that? In him writing to the church at Philippi,
They had an issue. Hallelujah. Amen. There was a dispute between some brethren. Hallelujah. Amen. So he writes to them. He writes to them and says, be in one mind. Be in one accord. Love. Hallelujah. Love. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Of one mind. Verse 3 says, let nothing be done with selfish ambition. A child of God shouldn't have a selfish ambition. That is to say, okay, we'll look at that much more in the series 2. In fact, I actually left that for some reasons. Hallelujah. When we begin to talk about the series 2, remember I said in January, we're going to look at plan, purpose, and pursuit, right? I spoke about that, right? I've said that before in January. So the minute we are done with that, we'll switch over to series 2 of what believers walk of love. Immediately. Hallelujah. So I will discuss this, how believers can become selfish. What Paul is writing about here, we will not discuss it extensively. Hallelujah. Selfish ambition. So let's just flow. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he said, let nothing be done through selfish ambitions or conceits, but in lowness of mind. Now the word lowness of mind, we'll look at this shortly. Let each one esteem others better than himself. That is how love should behave. In chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, he told them, he said, love is not high-minded. Love is not jealous. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. So it is very important. It is very, very important. Glory to God. Now the word, let's look at that word again. It said, but in lowness of mind. It is not to be conceit or have selfish ambition, but in lowness of mind. The word lowness of mind is the word, is a long one. T-A-P-E-I-N-O. You can write that T-A-P-E-I-N-O-P-H-R-O-S-U-N-A. It's pronounced tapinophro. Tapinophrosmone. It's long. Hallelujah. Well, the long and short of it, you'll find the same word in Acts of Apostles chapter 20 verse 19. I'm winding up now. Acts of Apostles 20, 19. Ephesians 4, 2. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Colossians 2, 18. 2, 23. Chapter 3, verse 12. Colossians 3, 12. 1 Peter 5, verse 5. When it talks about lowness of mind, it means meekness. It means humility. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Talks about humility. Meekness. It implies when one is humble. When one is meek. Not one who is okay. Now you're not looking at high-minded. Not one who wants to be seen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, in humility, let him esteem. The word esteem is the word hegenomai. Hegenomai, which means to consider, to count. To esteem means to count one. To esteem means to count one. Okay, would imply to count one. To, okay, hegenomai. Okay. Hegenomai means to count one, to consider one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now he said, let them esteem the lowness of mind, that you should esteem others better than yourself, meaning above yourself. Very important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Towards brethren. You find the same word hegenomai in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 5. Philippians 2, 6, where we just read. Philippians 2, sorry, verse 6, it talks about Jesus, not
Okay, look at it. Say, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
The word consider, to consider, esteem. Hallelujah.
Philippians 2:6, 2:25, chapter 3, verse 7, chapter 3, verse 8. They use the same word in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, chapter 6, verse 1. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, from verse 13 to 15. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 13. He used the same word esteem to talk about how you look at those who labor or who are leaders over you in the church. Hallelujah. From verse 12, I'll read from verse 12. It says, and we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor amongst you and over you in the Lord, and admonish you and esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace amongst yourself. Hallelujah. 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 Look at verse 6. It says, see that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourself and for all. Both for yourself. Both for yourself and for all. So it becomes very strong for us. Very strong as an instruction for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, I told us yesterday that when you say, I'm a Christian, it's my personal life, it's my personal Christian. No! No! Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
You are born into a family. Hallelujah! Amen. So Christianity is not your personal life. No! No! Hallelujah!
Amen.
Paul said, the leg cannot say, the foot cannot say, I'm no longer part of the body. Hallelujah! We are in one body. So you consider others too in your decisions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he says you consider one another. Esteem. Better than yourself. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's very important in our believers' walk. I know there are some people who want to be greeted. Than to greet. Even little greeting is a show of love. Little greeting is a show of love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people only know how to greet their pastor, but they don't know how to greet fellow brethren. Little greeting. Love. Affection. You see, when you show love to your brethren, my Lord. Affection. Filios. Let it continue. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And there's something I wanted to point our attention to. Studying Paul's writing to the churches. Listen. Studying Paul's writing to the churches. I made an intelligent observation that whenever Paul writes to the church in Philippi, to the church in Ephesus, to the church in Colossae. Now, when he prays for them, if you saw that his prayer concerning love, when he wants to pray for them as regards love, he prays that their understanding, he prays for them to grow in knowledge. Hear this. Can we look at some of those scriptures quickly? I didn't plan saying it's just an intelligent observation that I made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't plan, it's not part of my outline for today. Hallelujah. Now let's look at Ephesians first of all. Now, Ephesians chapter 1, look at verse 15. It says, therefore, I also, after I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and your love for all the saints,
Hallelujah. Say, for your love of all the saints. Say, do not cease to give thanks, making mention of you in my prayer. That God, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, which is wisdom of the Spirit, that is revelation in the knowledge of Him, that the eyes of your understanding is being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what is the riches of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ. Now, He heard of the law, and He prayed for them. Hallelujah. We pray for them for what? To grow in knowledge. Hallelujah. Look at chapter 3. Chapter 3. Verse 14. Now, look at from verse 14. Say, for this reason, we read from verse 13. He said, Therefore I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. And for this reason, I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom all the family in heaven and on earth is named, that He will grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. Hallelujah. That is, you've been rooted and grounded in love, may be able to compare with all saints, what of the length, the depth, and the height. And to know, the word know is the word ginosko. Hallelujah. Ginosko. And to know the love of Christ, which surpasses gnosis knowledge, that you, now the word maybe is actually, I mean the word may is not there, that you be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So he prays that Christ may dwell in your hearts richly through faith. How? He now talks about knowledge. Glory to God. Philemon. Let's rush out to Philemon. Philemon is before Hebrews. By the side of a brother. Hallelujah. Philemon, verse 1. Verse 4. You see, I thank my God. I thank my God, making mention of you in my prayers, hearing of your love. Did you see? Now, Philemon is in the past now. Walks in love. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, he said, hearing of your love and faith which you have towards the Lord Jesus and towards all the saints. Did you see that? Now, which you have towards Jesus, that is towards all the saints. Meaning, the love you have for Christ was shown in His actions towards the believers. Hallelujah. Did you get that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That the sharing, now the word sharing is a communication of your faith. Now, what is that faith? It's not salvation. No. He's talking about His love. The attitude, the sharing of His love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How we communicate, he's talking about His love there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now he said, now the word for love and faith in verse 5 is not faith, he's talking about faithfulness. Hallelujah. Now he now said, and the communication of peace may become effectual. Did you see that? The completion of these may become what? Effectual energies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They become effectual. They by the acknowledgement. Did you see? Now, that he's about to tell him, listen, Philemon, Paul is about to tell Philemon to extend that love to another brother who has hurt him, who has wronged him. Now, for him to tell him that, he said, I pray for you. Now, he now tells him how he prays for him. Hallelujah. That this is love that he has towards the Lord and towards the saints. Listen. Now he now wants him to extend it to someone who has wronged him. He prays for him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
that the communication of his faith will yet much more abound, may become much more effectual.
Hallelujah.
He said, by the acknowledgement. Acknowledgement there doesn't just mean nodding of head. Acknowledgement there is epignosis, full and exact knowledge. Now, he prays for him. He prays for knowledge so that he will be able to. That is why I told you in at the beginning of the series that your how effective a believer can function. Do you understand me? Inclusive of our work of love, listen, will be to the extent of his knowledge. Did you get that? How about the person of Christ? You cannot function in love when you are not thought. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? So therefore, that is why knowledge is important. So Paul wanted Peter to function much more. Wanted Philemon to function much more in love. He prays for knowledge. Did you see that? He prays for knowledge. So a child or a man who doesn't walk in love, is a man who is born again. A man who has the Holy Spirit in him. Or the man who has received the new birth. That is better not said. The man who has received the new birth. Are you hearing me?
No.
And walks in open of love. I walk in anger. He's doing so. Listen. And it's not working in love. That one has not been taught well. Our needs to grow in knowledge. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Do you understand that? Yeah. So the extent of your functioning as a believer is to the extent of your knowledge. You cannot act beyond your knowledge. So therefore, that your knowledge will also be seen in your worship. Do you understand what I just said now? I'll say it again. I said the extent of how you function as a believer, your believer's work is to the degree, is to the extent of your knowledge. And the extent of that your knowledge will not be seen in how you even worship. It will show your worship. Hallelujah. Amen. Like the church in Corinth, they had gnosis. Hallelujah. He said, you are enriched in all gnosis, in all knowledge, but yet you are babes. Yet you are babes. Meaning it showed in their attitude towards themselves. They had dispute over everything. They fought over everything. Hallelujah. Then Paul, addressing that, spoke to them about the love of God. Spoke to them about walking in love. Hallelujah. Spoke to them about identification. Where they are. And used that to speak, to talk to them about love. So love becomes important for the believers. And how we walk. And how we relate to other believers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Our relationship with other believers. So love becomes important. How do you see other believers? How do you see them? How do you see another brother?
This one does not have grammar. I don't pass out. That word alone shows you are babe.
This one is a nephew. It shows.
Hallelujah.
How you disregard or how you regard other brethren, it shows the extent of your knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say, I walk much more in love. Much more in love. much more love.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every day as you discern the word, it will show in how you walk, how you relate to believers.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I walk in love.
I walk in love.
Every day.
Every day.
Much more.
Much more.
Much more.
Much more.
Much more.
Much more.
Just open your mouth and thank you.
Thank you for what we heard.
Thank you for what we heard. Thank you for what we heard.